Right now, I'm more nervous than Truman at a railroad convention.
We on? Oh!
I'm on. If I'm not on next week, you know why.
Snowy voice hangs on the line, sings a song of feeling fine. We're clean and bright as we can be, cause we've been washed and tied, you see.
Transcribed from Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the wash day miracle that gives you the cleanest clothes in town, proudly presents the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton, Dave Rose, and his orchestra, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and Dick Ryan will be me, Rod O'Connor. From the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, a story entitled The Big Scare, and it stars MGM's clown, Red Skelton.
Hi, Rod.
Hi, Skelton. How do you feel?
I feel alive tonight.
When do you know for sure? Huh? Say, how was that plane trip to Texas with Chuck Walters?
Well, the whole crew knew that I was a little frightened, so they gave me the business.
Did you get airsick?
Yeah. The hostess says, would you like to step outside and get some air for a few minutes? I says, we're 20,000 feet up.
What did she say?
She was surprised and says, maybe that's why those other passengers didn't come back.
Did you go up forward with the pilot?
Only for a few seconds. I said to the pilot, I says, hey, that gas gauge says empty. Does that mean anything? He says, not to me. I got a parachute.
Well, you ready to get down to the town hall?
Yeah, ready to go, boy, as soon as I get in the car. Well, let's go, boy.
Are you still on that picture with Esther Williams?
Yeah.
Boy, what a job.
Oh, I don't know. Esther Williams don't bother me. In fact, when I see her coming, I walk the other way.
What other way?
On my hands.
Well, the picture takes place in Texas, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Hey, there's one scene in the picture. This will kill you. There are two guys, and they both stutter, and they're working in a blacksmith shop, see? So one guy's standing there. He's got a big pair of pliers, and he's holding a horseshoe in the fire, and he says, hey, Pete, get ready to hit smack this thing, will you? And the other guy says, don't worry, boy. I'll be there. So the guy throws the horseshoe over on the anvil, and he says, all right, come on, boy. Smack it, will you? And the other guy says, shall I hit it with the large sledge or the little one? The other guy says, forget it, it's gold now.
Hey, step on the gas or we'll be late.
Okay, boy. Say, you know, we're going to need a bigger town hall. Look at the crowd that showed up.
Yeah, oh, there's Clem Cadiddlehopper. I'm going to go say hello.
I'll see you inside. I want to see if we can get some seats.
Pardon me, lady. Pardon me. Hey, Clem.
Well, here I am. I've got plenty of nothing.
Yes, sir, right between my ears.
Well, how are you, Clem?
Well, I don't feel so good today. You see, my pet pig died.
Well, that's too bad.
Yes, it is. But we all got to go sooner or later. Seemed like everything happens to me. First my pet pig dies, then my cow goes dry. Now my chickens won't lay an egg unless you bring back an empty shell.
What do you got in that sack?
Hmm?
What have you got in that sack?
Oh, this is a lock of my girl's hair.
Why, Clem, I never knew you were sentimental. You going to carry it in your wallet?
No, it's for scrubbing pots. We're running short on steel wool, you see.
You mean your girl's hair is that coarse?
Oh, yeah. She hadn't bought a broom in 5 years. She just bends over and wiggles her eyebrow real fast.
Well, your girl must be a Lulu.
Oh, she is. You know, she's got braces on her teeth. Got braces on her teeth. I have a lot of fillings, you see. Mm-hmm. Boy, when we kiss, you should see the sparks fly.
Are you going to the town hall meeting?
Well, I might attend, but I hope that movie director, Chuck Reisner, don't speak.
Boy, he's too convincing. He told us why we should donate blood to the blood bank, and the next day, I went down and gave all of my blood.
Look, stupid.
Who's stupid?
You are.
I'm stupid?
Yes, you're stupid.
Well, thanks for telling me. I'll straighten up.
You know, if you didn't have any blood, you wouldn't be alive.
Who's alive?
Well, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. My birth certificate said, could be.
Well, Clem, it's good to see you.
Yep,
I have to go now. Those skeletons motioning for me.
Well, I'll see you around. I got to go bury my pet skunk.
Did your pet skunk die, too?
Yep, I think. Well, skip the gutter. Hey, Rod, over here.
Here ye, here ye. This town meeting will come to order. While we're waiting for our principal speaker, San Fernando Red, who has been detained by a nasty accident, his wife, Procter and Gamble, the Gilbert and Sullivan of radio, will entertain us with their choral group.
We wear the cleanest clothes in town, three happy husbands we.
Because you married three smart girls who use T-I-D-E. God gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with T-I-D-E, Tide.
Yes, ma'am, sing it or just plain say it. Tide gives you the cleanest wash in town. Because we've proved it in the laboratory. Why, we've tested Tide against every soap you've ever heard of. Chances are we've tested it against the soap you've been using. And every time, the result's the same. Tide just plain gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. Of course, millions of you women have proved that right in your own washing machines. The only difference is, our results show up in facts and figures, but yours show up in the cleaner clothes your children wear, the cleaner sheets and towels in your linen closet. So next wash day, wash your clothes in those terrific Tide suds. Then wring them, rinse them, and hang up the cleanest wash in town.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town
with T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E,
Tide. T-I-D-E,
Tide. Honorable San Fernando Red.
Thank you, mister. Or were you just warming your hands? My friends, and you are my friends. I'm not going to make a political speech. I promise you that. And you know when I promise you something, it stinks.
Sticks.
I proved that by my campaign promises, whatever they were. As I said, I ain't going to make no political speech because that ain't why I'm here. I'm here because I'm scared to go home. I just returned from our nation's capital, Independence, Missouri. And I'd like to say that this freeze that the government has just put on has gone a little too far. It was 15 below zero back there. There was a terrible snowstorm, but there wasn't one icicle on Harry's house. Of course, when Margaret hits high C, something has to give. Of course, every time Harry goes on that yacht, everybody has to give. Friends, I'm telling you, I just got back from Washington, D.C., and believe me, neighbors, when I tell you I saw Congress in session, you know what Congress is. That's bingo with billions. I'm telling you, they're spending money like it was going out of style. As you all know that I've been in office only since last November, and I must say in that short time, I have accomplished quite a lot. I've made myself enough money to retire already. But now comes the reason why I'm looking you in the face. And as I look into your face, I can see there are a lot of faces that really need looking into.
I'm here to spread a word around about a man who's been dragging my name through the mud. That Willie Lump Lump. Let's look at the facts. Now, these are the facts. Now, get them. Now, I ain't going to repeat this. Now, get them. These are the facts now. This man is a disgrace to our community. He has no job. He has no savings. He has no self-respect. And he spends all of his time lying in a gutter. He ain't fit for nothing. There's only one job that he could hold. And you've already elected me. Let's ride Willie out of town on the rail. I tell you, if you don't, neighbors, he's going to say the right thing and I'll be impeached.
Hey, Scout, let's get out of here.
Yeah, come on, hurry.
Gee, Red, the folks sound sore. Do you think they'll really ride Willie out of town on a rail?
If they bring a brass rail around, he'll get on it himself. Hey, but we can't let this happen to Willie. He's got a wife and three kids.
Well, I didn't know the Lump Lumps had any children.
Who's talking about children? They raise goats.
Well, come on, Red, we've got to warn Willie that the crowd's after him.
Well, look, last time I saw Willie, he was in a pet store with Junior.
What was he doing at a pet store?
He bought Junior a couple of white mice.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Well, I saw Junior and his mother inside attending the meeting.
So?
Well, I saw him take something out of his pocket and stroke it a couple times, then look around at the crowd like a fiend.
Oh, no. No, you don't think he'd turn that mouse loose in there, do you?
I wouldn't put it past him. Do you realize what would happen with all those women in there?
Yeah. Hmm? Oh, well, we all have to go sooner or later. Look, I'll tell you what you do. You go in and warn Junior's mother, and I'll go over and see if I can get a beat on Willie Lump Lump.
Okay. Pardon me, may I get through here? Excuse me, folks.
The guy wants to go home. Come on. Oh, gangway! You'll be trampled. One has broken loose from the herd.
Oh, Junior, shame on you.
Look, Junior, how nice to run across.
How nice to run across me. You sorry he wasn't in the car at the time. I know you.
Oh, no, Junior. I'm a true friend. I'd give my right arm for you.
Well, thanks, Fatso. I didn't know you felt that way. Here, shake.
Oh, my finger! I got my finger in that mouse trap.
Well, listen to him. He just said he'd give his right arm, and now I try to take a finger on account, and he blows his top.
Junior, what have you done? Oh, Rob, let me help you get that contraption off your hand.
Yeah, it don't look nice. I caught a rat instead of a mouse. No.
There. Junior, how could you do such a thing as catch Rod's finger in the mouse trap?
I'm sorry I do it. Oh. I won't do it no more. You big, fat, greasy bum. Look, he's been it all out of shape. Now he can't catch a mouse. Now you couldn't catch a turtle in there now. Quiet, boy, quiet, quiet.
What have you got in your pocket?
Nothing, just me little fingers.
I heard squeaking.
They need oiling. Hey, let's go home. You come to these meetings all the time and I get so sleepy. And I guarantee you, if you don't take me home within 5 minutes, you'll be sorry.
Junior, I can't. Mother has to present a loving cup.
Now, what for?
The chicken lovers of America have asked me to present a cup to the chicken that laid the biggest egg.
Well, send it to Snyder in Washington. Boy, the egg he laid with that new tax proposal was a pip. But let's go. Believe me now. Everybody will believe me if we don't.
Look, I know what you have in your pocket.
What I got in my pocket, nosy?
Why do you call me nosy?
I called them the way I feed them.
Now, what's the big secret, Rod?
Well, Junior has...
I got me hands in my pocket.
Oh, Junior and I have a secret.
Yes, in a few minutes I'm going to let everybody in on it.
Oh, no, no.
You look worried, Rod. What's the matter?
Tell her what's the matter.
You know what's the matter. You heard what San Fernando said about running Willie out of town.
Yes, I heard that, too, and I think it's a rotten shame because he's a nice man. Oh, he gets a widow bladder all the time. But I figure anything that's good enough for me own pop is good enough for Willie.
Junior, don't you dare talk like that. Your father is not a drinking man.
Oh, he not,
no.
Huh? Well, I got news for you, kiddo. You don't get that way from eating kumquats.
Junior, I'm warning you. I tell you, Rod, this boy's going to drive me to my grave.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'd get arrested. I don't have the driver's license. Driving you nowhere.
Look, Lorraine, I got to talk to Junior. Junior, where did you last see Willie Lump Lump?
Well, I can't talk here, so you get in, so I can get some sleep. You take me out of here and I'll talk. Guys, I could be home and asleep in my little cage by now.
Well, the place is so crowded.
Well, I can take care of that.
How?
You know what I got in me pocket.
Oh, good heavens, don't take it out, Junior. Junior, you're not going through with it, are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, if Lorraine will step forward, we will give the judges final decision and get on with the presentation.
Oh, this means another half hour without sleep. Okay, Mouse, go to work.
Oh, no, the Junior!
Boy, what a way to break up communist meetings, huh? A mouse carrying a rat. That'll be good, huh? Wonder if the FBI heard about this one.
Oh, Junior, everything is ruined.
What's the matter?
All the chicken eggs are broken. And the cameras are ruined.
Well, never mind that. The mouse. Where's me mouse?
Junior!
Quiet, quiet. Order, order.
Oh. I'll have an ice cream soda and a mouse.
If we can have your attention, Mr. David Rose and his orchestra will play A Bushel and a Peck.
To wash dishes, then you're gonna love Tide.
You must mean me. I really hate to wash dishes.
Would you mind telling me why?
For one thing, my hands hate that greasy water.
Ooh. Ah, then you're gonna love Tide. Because there just isn't any greasy water when Tide's in your dishpan. Why, Tide cuts grease like magic. Seems to make grease disappear. The water stays so clean and fresh, it's a treat to your hands.
But I also hate all the time dishwashing takes.
Oh, are you gonna love Tide? 'Cause Tide lets you wash dishes quick as 1, 2, 3. Just wash your dishes in those heaping Tide suds, rinse them, then just let them drain dry. No wiping needed. For you see, unlike soap, Tide leaves no dulling soap film. So you can skip wiping your dishes completely, and they'll come out shining, sparkling bright. So try Tide in your dishpan real soon. Remember, if you hate to wash dishes, then you're gonna love Tide.
What is your next number? Say, the guy over at Joe's Bar and Grill told me that he saw Willie going into an art museum.
Well, here's the museum.
I know.
I can't believe he'd be in here.
Well, come on, let's go see anyhow, right, boy. Willie!
Willie!
Hey, Willie!
Oh, Willie! I knew this would be a wild goose chase.
Boy, they sure got a lot of statues in here. Look, you go that way, and I'll go around this way and see if you can find it.
See, that statue over there sure is strange. Standing on its head. Looks like a gargoyle. No, it's Willie Lump Lump. Hey, Willie, what are you doing standing on your head?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Let's not get nosy, bub. I'm standing on my head because my feet are killing me. Believe me, my feet are killing me, and my feet are big enough to kill 10 men.
See, my wife shrunk my socks, and I have to tuck my toes in so I can wear them nice.
Well, I never expected to find you in this place. How did you happen to come here?
Well, I just happened to be crawling home after a tough day at the unemployment compensation line, you see. So I thought I would come in and have me a pick-me-up. Boy, what a brawl this must have been, huh? Everybody's so plastered they can't move. There's no wonder there ain't a drop left in the place. Look at that guy over there, stupid bum. He got so stiff he started to throw his plate away and he's got a hole in it now. It's a nudist cult, if you ask me.
Willie, this is an art museum, and those are all statues.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it looks like the same crowd that hangs around at Sam Tavern.
This is a Lulu. Wait till you hear this place.
Looks like the crowd that hangs around at Sam's Tavern, only these bums dress more casual. You think they catch their death of cold. Look at that guy sitting over there resting his head on his fist. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. That's the thinker.
He certainly is. Oh, the thinker, thinker. Well, the way he was dressed, it looks like he lost everything he owned in a crap game and he was trying to think up a story to tell his wife.
Willie, I came to warn you that there was a meeting at the town hall today, yeah? And the people decided you were no good and they want to run you out of town.
Oh, so those busybodies are after me just because I try to expose that San Fernando Red, that no-good bum. Well, I got news for you, brother. They can't run me out of town.
Why?
If they run me out of town, it means the brewery will have to close. I am their sole source of income.
Willie, you've got to go on the wagon.
I just got off the wagon. I gave my seat to a lady.
You know, you keep drinking that stuff.
Huh?
You keep drinking that stuff and it's going to kill you. Yeah. You've got to swear off that stuff before it's too late.
Oh, not me, boy. Boy, a flock of them flew over that time. Hey, have you seen my pal, Caliphar McFug, lately?
I'm telling you, it's going to be the death of you.
David, here, get some rest, boy. Go away. Let me get some sleep.
Gosh, he's asleep already. Well, I know one way we can cure him of drinking.
Hey, Skelton.
Yeah?
Come on in here and give me a hand with this guy.
Oh, you found Willie, huh?
Yeah, you grab his feet. We're going to give him such a scare that he'll never touch another drop.
Where are we taking him?
To the mortuary down the street.
Mortuary?
Yeah. Willie's in for a big surprise.
Good.
It's only a half-hour program, boy. Career out of one transition.
All right, just lay him on this table, gentlemen.
Huh?
Just lay him on this table, gentlemen.
Well, look, if you're ever a pallbearer, don't forget to let go of that box or they're going to plant you with it.
So, you know, we're lucky we didn't wake up yet.
Yeah, we're grateful for you helping us teach Willie a lesson, Mr. Stroud.
Oh, it's a pleasure, sir. I'm happy to be of service to you at any time.
Well, don't look so anxious, brother.
Hey, Rod, I'm going to go phone Willie's wife.
Oh, I don't think you have to do that.
Well, I want to go outside anyway, you see. I don't like the way Mr. Stroud's appraising me. See, I'm a sucker for sales talk, and if he gives me a bargain, I'm liable to go. I'll see you guys later.
Your friend seems to be waking up.
Oh, yeah, I'll hide behind this door. Give him a good scare, Mr. Stroud.
Oh, yes. His eyes are now opening.
DT's if I've ever seen him. You are the fattest snake I've ever seen. Say, go tell the bartender to mix me another one just like the last one, will you?
Shh, quiet. Have you no respect for the deceased?
Well, I figured you was gone, but I didn't want to say. You know, let me ask you something, brother. How long have you been tax exempt?
Oh, I am not the deceased. You are.
Yes, I know. I'm dead? You mean I'm really dead? I can't breathe. You mean I can... You mean I've qualified for your layaway plan?
The first laughing undertaker I've ever seen.
Exactly. Now lay still while I try to make you look natural.
Yeah, use Otter McKinley's number 4, will you? Look, if I'm dead, how come I can sit up and talk? See, no, how can... You're kidding me, boy. You just don't sound right to me, and you don't look right either. You just don't look right to me. Now, I've seen a lot of corpses in my day, but you just don't look right to me. I repeat, you don't look right.
How did you used to part your hair?
Oh, part it. Part it in the middle, you know. Every block should have an alley. Look, I'm not ready to go yet now. Stop this stuff, will you? Now, I've got things to finish, like that fifth I left in the closet that ain't empty yet. You can...
Please cooperate and fold your hands over your chest. I have to have some place to put the lily.
Oh? Well, don't look at me. I ain't gonna say it. You don't mind, I don't like lilies. I'd rather have four roses.
Now lay back. One of your friends has come to view the remains.
Oh, it's probably my bookie coming to collect. I guess I outsmarted him, huh? One way to beat the horse is die.
May I see him now, Mr. Shroud? Oh, there he is. Poor Willie. Gee, he was such a nice guy. If he only hadn't drunk so much.
Yes. It's such a shame that he's no longer with us.
Well, now, cut it out, fellas. You're killing me. I thought you were kidding me. First, I got to say...
If only he'd taken the pledge from Father Edward Carney when I asked him to. He'd been with us today.
Yes.
When are they going to plant the old boy?
What am I, a seed?
Tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
I can't make it. I never get up before 10. Except when I was army, and then I used to get up at noon. I was a major, you know.
Henry, did you inform his wife?
Yes.
Oh, how is she taking it?
Yeah, how?
Well, she's keeping her mind off it. By cashing in his insurance policy.
Wasn't too hot, was it, huh? She got out of the bar. Look, I hate to be stubborn about this, but I changed my mind. I'm not going to go. Can I have a rain check on it? Who do I have to see? You got...
Oh, poor Willie. If he'd only listened to me and stopped drinking, this would never have happened.
Oh, look, fellas, now, if you can hear me, if I'm getting through to you... If you could just get me back, I'll never touch another drop. So help me. You know, maybe I've had something on my mind that I haven't wanted to tell you fellas about. Oh, I've been stiff before, but never like this. This just seems so final. Please don't bury me, boys.
Okay, Willie, I hope you've learned your lesson.
You mean I'm not dead?
No.
Well, boy, I have learned my lesson. Let me out of here.
Willie, don't run out in the street. Look out for that truck. Oh, Willie, are you all right?
Yeah, a few minutes ago I was at the undertaker's parlor, and now I'm on the way to the hospital. I'm improving.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, until next Sunday...
This is Red Skelton reminding you that tomorrow is Abraham Lincoln's birthday. As good Americans, let's all place a flag in front of our homes. Thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of that Washday Miracle Tide.
And this is Rod O'Connor reminding you that Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap on earth, cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. That's why...
You get the cleanest washing Tide with T-I-D-E Tide. T-I-D-E Tide.
Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is CBS, Columbia Broadcasting System. We'll be right back.